Morale and engagement among managers and members of the senior executive service are at a five-year low. That's according to the 2014 Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey. And more than half of federal employees at GS 14 and 15 tell Federal News Radio in a survey they're not interested in joining the SES if they had the chance. Well, that's not the case for many rising leaders at the African American Federal Executive Association's SES training workshop. Case in point, Shireen Dodson, the first full-time ombudsman at the State Department and a member of the SES. She tells Federal News Radio's Nicole Agrisco there's still plenty of interest in joining the SES.
For me personally, I always strive to be the best I can be. And if you're talking about something like conflict management, conflict resolution, it is important that you have support from leadership, and being part of senior management elevates the office to where it can get the recognition and the support that it needs to do the work. I think we as SES and as feds, if you will, have not done a great job in talking about what we actually do and the commitment to service that we all have individually. I don't think the public really has an appreciation for how hard federal employees work, the constraints and issues that they deal with every day. And I think for those reasons, we're underappreciated. And the news media and others have just, okay, federal government, so expensive, it's behemoth, we're just going to bash them. But for the most part, federal workers are dedicated and they are committed to service. We work above and beyond for the president and the country, and I think that just goes so underappreciated.
One of the themes that we've heard about today is, you know, building those coalitions and especially stressing the idea of having relationships with other people so that when you're in a crisis, you can go to those people. How do you conduct yourself in those situations when something does go wrong, when you're experiencing a conflict?
I think that the ombuds community, if you will, is a very giving and sharing community. There's the Association of Federal Ombuds, and we get together regularly. We share information. So when we have sometimes maybe conflicts in our own offices or whatever, we have a strong group of other ombuds to draw upon and say, well, how would you handle this? How did you handle that? We're not immune from the normal kinds of interpersonal kinds of conflicts that go on in offices. And I try to handle it the same way I would coach a client, you know, or a visitor coming to the office, you know, trying to be open and honest and addressing the conflict, whatever it is, using all the skills that we teach other people, good feedback, conflict coaching, and applying it within our own offices or my own office to deal with conflict and not be avoiding. You know, conflict, as I've just said in this presentation, is inevitable. And where there's one or more people, you're going to have some conflict. And it's just recognizing it, dealing with it head on, and using conflict for all the positive, because it does create some creativity and some great solutions as you begin to discuss options for resolving issues.
So what challenges do you see in the SES? What challenges do you encounter as a member of the SES?
Well, I think the people here at this conference are a good example of some of the challenges that we see. Lack of exposure, you know, trying to get the recognition for the work that they're doing, trying to get the exposure and experience in the ECQs so they can make it into the SES. And it's like anything else, the pipeline gets smaller at the top. There are less opportunities, less SES positions. So trying to get that experience. And I think the challenge is, you know, there's a lack of diversity in the SES, trying to get more diverse candidates, which is the goal of AAFEA. And so the goal of this training is to give them exposure, give them some of the skills. Building coalitions is one of the ECQs. And I think they've gotten some invaluable, and I've even gotten some invaluable tips from some of the more seasoned SESers. So I think that getting exposure within their agencies and getting the opportunities to get the ECQ experience that are necessary are some of the challenges that aspiring SESers have.
Can you talk a little bit about some of those things that you've learned today that you didn't know before walking into this conference?
I just think, I don't know that there are things that I didn't know, but things that I'm refresher courses. And I think one of my takeaways from the first day was Mr. Reggie Van Lee from Booz Allen Hamilton and his three C's, which were courage, having the courage to step out and go forth even when people tell you you can't. And then the second C was confidence, knowing yourself, being confident in your ability to just go forth and do. And then the third C, being competent, you know, which is underpinning your confidence, that your confidence is grounded in competence. And so I think that was important. And the woman that talked, Major Singh, this morning, her whole conversation about relationships is, again, something that I have worked hard to build throughout my career, and the recognition that you can't build relationships when you're in crisis. You have to have the relationships before the crisis so that you can draw on them. And then understanding that it's not only relationships, it's you learn from your family relationships, from your relationships outside your job, and it all ties in together and it all underpins who we are. And I think that just remembering we have to use our networks and use our relationships. And I think for women in particular, we are not in the habit of asking, and just being reminded that you need to ask for what you want, because if nobody knows you want it, you're not gonna get it. And one of the other nuggets came from Reggie Van Lee again, and it was about, he was asked a question, how do you do work-life balance? And he said he doesn't. It's work-life integration. And I think at my level, that's really critical. How do you integrate what you're doing for work with what you do personally? And so I think those are some of the nuggets that I'm going to take away.
Where do you see the SES going? Do you see that younger people or people sort of nearing the upper levels of the general schedule, do you see them having interest in being a part of the SES?
Absolutely. If you just look at the enthusiasm, the bulk of the attendees at the conference here are GS-14s. Their enthusiasm is incredible, and I think they are striving to become SES. I think it is the goal. You have some of the best and brightest, and when you do, they want to be leaders because they want to have an impact on controlling their own destiny, making an impact on the government. And so, yes, I think there will always be an interest and a dedication and commitment to strive for excellence and make it into the SES.